This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, if I could give you guys any advice, it's to control your guilt. Anytime you do something out of guilt, you basically make a bad decision. Maybe I'm not making a bad decision. But, okay, so you guys know that my father had passed back in 2004. It was the day after the election. Bush won. I don't even think he knew the election results. I think he woke up in the morning because he knew he went to bed. He wasn't going to stay up, you know. And I was going to call him to tell him that Bush won. But I had found out instead that he was dead in a hospital because he had collapsed at home and had a massive heart attack. So I'm like, man, I should have done something with my father. My father always wanted to, you know, teach me the business, and the business was how to fix appliances, and I didn't really like that. I was such a jerk as a kid. I didn't want to learn, you know, how to fix a refrigerator. I thought that stuff was boring, you know, and it's a shame because, trust me, when the refrigerator's out, I really can't stand dropping a few hundred dollars on somebody to fix it when I could have done it myself. And so my mother is alive, bless her soul. And, I talk about my mother a lot on this show, right? You guys talk about my mother and not in a fashion that I would like, so stop it, okay? Yo mama is not an appropriate, phrase, in my book. But anyway, and so she's always wanted to work on a project. And I'm like, oh, hell to the no, I don't want anything to do with you. Oh, man. Man, you cray cray. And, well, I was feeling guilty the other day, and I called her up on my way to job number two, and I go, Mom? She's like, hello? I'm like, Mom? What? Do you want to maybe write a book together? A book? Yeah, we can write a book. I hung up the phone. I'm like, what did I do? What did I do? So my mom and I are actually writing a book. Now, I got to admit, okay, for the first 24 hours of this project, not bad. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it. I really believe in jinxing. I really do. So I don't like to say something on air because I jinx myself. But for now, it's kind of going good. Maybe it's because of something called email. Okay? I'm like, Mom, you write your part. I write my part. Well, do I need to look at your part? You know, you don't know to spell. Maybe I just look at my part. If you look at my part, I'd like you to look at my part. What do you look at my part? And I'm like, okay, you know what? Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Okay? You do your part. I'll do mine. And then we're going to do something called a blending. A blending? What the hell is that? Just calm down. Okay? We will blend our chapters together. I won't bug your chapter, and you won't bug mine. Bug! Okay, I mean, you won't need to be bothered with mine. Now, once you get from your mother the, okay, you're on to something. Now, you have two choices, by the way. You see, you know, we talk about relationships a lot. I talk about how to deal with the wife. Talk about how to deal with the in-laws. Talk about how to deal with your husband. I don't really talk a lot about how to deal with your mother. Now, why is that? Because really, I suck at it. I'm not very good at dealing with my own mother. Okay, but I think I got something. Okay, so here she is at the point where I get a from her. Now, what you immediately need to do is reinforce. This is where you're in buttress mode. And I don't care how you buttress, even if you have to push your mom up by the butt, but you now buttress. And you go, look, you know, okay, so this is how I buttressed. I go, look, your writing is art. You never want to stop, think twice, second guess yourself with art. Put everything on paper. Bury yourself in a basement for weeks. Take years to write this book. I don't care. But bury yourself out of the public eye to put your art on paper. And then resurface. Give me warning that you're going to resurface, okay? Right? Like the Kraken, okay? Give me and the family warning, right? So I can try to be out of town. But there is no need for me to second guess your art. And I got to be honest, guys, I'm not lying to my mom. The last thing I want to do is to take any of the chapters of her book and mess with them. Why? Because that leads to more conversation. One thing you have to realize with mamas is the less times you converse with them, the better. The longer a conversation goes, the deeper the trust. You know, my boys have figured that out also. My son, the reason why he gives me one-word answers, how was school?
Fine.
What did you do today?
Nothing.
That I trained him to do that. I didn't mean to. But he is so afraid of having a full sentence with me, because if he gives me one full sentence, that invites me to commentary. And he does not want commentary. So he gives me a one-word sentence. This is how, you know, now, women are different. Girls may want commentary. So they, and that's why, you know, a lot of moms sometimes get along better with the girls. But, you know, I have boys, and they do not want my opinion. In fact, I know they have something to talk about. And when I come into the room and I go, what's going on? They immediately go, nothing. And, you know, I brought that on myself. Because they see what I do with my mom. I invite my mom over, and then I tell her, don't talk, we're watching the game. Because as long as we don't talk, we get along. So I'll let you guys know how this book goes. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited that she has to go into a basement for months to work on it. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Blake, who is working the dials. So a study has come out saying, can money buy happiness? And science says, yes, it can. And I'm looking at the actual study right now, written by Fisk at Princeton University, Susan T. Fisk, and multiple other, Willans, Dunn, Smeets, Beckers. This is a study. And the study, in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the USA, says that that if you buy yourself time, it buys you happiness. The significance of this study, very interesting, says despite rising incomes, people around the world are feeling increasingly pressured for time, undermining well-being. We show that the time famine, that's what they call it, a time famine of modern life, can be reduced by using money to buy time. Surveys of large, diverse samples from four countries reveal that spending money on time-saving services is linked to a greater life satisfaction. To establish causality, reveal that spending money on time-saving services is linked to greater life satisfaction. Oh, I'm sorry. To establish causality, we show that working adults report greater happiness after spending money on a time-saving purchase and a material purchase. This research reveals a previously unexamined route from wealth to well-being, spending money to buy free time. Now, we've been discussing money and buying happiness and all sorts of other stuff. And, people that hear that, okay, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, they disagree. And they say, wait a second, you have money, you could buy better health care. You know, you have money, you could buy a better bed. If you buy a better bed, you could sleep better. If you have, you know, sleep better, you're happier. You could buy a puppy for your kids, and then the kids are happy. And so, we've debated where money doesn't really buy happiness. You know, love makes you happy. Things going your way make you happy, etc. But I think most of us that, you know, had our poor days and then, you know, had, some money days, we were still happy when we were poor. But we're a little happier now that we have a little bit of money. All right? But they're bringing up a very interesting psychological concept that I brought up with you guys a few weeks ago, okay? I brought up with you guys that I went to Europe for the very first time. I've never been. And when I heard that people with similar incomes as I had, you know, gone to Europe multiple times, and I'm like, but it's expensive. How can you do that? And, you know, I came to find out that it could actually be cheaper than vacationing in the United States. I was like, oh, well, then maybe we better take advantage of this. I had a 1,000-plus square foot apartment in Rome for $150 a night, and it was walking distance to the Colosseum. And so, we figured out, wow, you could actually do Europe, maybe not $5 a day, but it's cheaper than going to New York, spending $200-$300 a night on a hotel room. And that's like Holiday Inn Express, which is what I usually stay in New York. We're still looking at about $250 a night. Holiday Inn Express. You go for work and, you know, you're like, I still can't believe I'm spending this money. But anyway, well, the one thing that we talked ourselves into is we knew we wouldn't be going back to Europe for a while because of money. You know, it's expensive to do work. I mean, you know, taking off close to 2 weeks, that's a lot. So we figured we would cram as much into that trip as possible. And so we landed in London, spent a couple days in London, went to France, went to Rome, went to Mount Vesuvius and Pompeii, saw a little bit of Naples, went back to Rome, went up to Venice, took a car, went to Lake Como, flew from Venice back to Britain, spent a day, another day and a half in Britain, went home. That was a chocked full trip. But what we did is we spent money not on the best of food. We didn't go to a lot of, I think we only had one or two, maybe, you know, Outback prices meals when we were out there. Other than that, we kind of ate a little cafes and we tried to save money. But what we spent our money on was, and I hate to say it because I think it's kind of rude to do, but you could do it, are front of the line passes on a couple of the tours. And we figured that was worth the money, because we could see more in the one day, which was already a luxury we couldn't afford, than spending all day at the Colosseum or all day in line or all day at the Eiffel Tower. And we spent money that I would have never spent. I'm not going to spend an extra $30 a ticket just so we don't have to stand in a line. I was like, that's a waste of money. Stand in the line. That's how I was raised. But not when you're trying to fit as much as possible into one trip. And so for those of you going, look, you know, because everybody says if you go to Europe, you have to do Italy on one trip and France on another and England on another. To hell with that. I probably only had one option to go, one time to go. And I was going to see as much as I could possibly see in that one time. I don't have the time or money to keep going. The euro may change. It may go back up. There may be more violence over there. There was already travel advisories for Americans going over there. So, you know, to hell with, okay, one trip, you know, for this country, one trip. Who has the time? Who has the money? So, I was like, you want to know what? This is what you do. All right, the money that I was going to spend on a whole nother trip, I'm going to spend to like a front-of-the-line pass. So for Eiffel Tower, it saved us an hour and a half. At the Coliseum, it saved us 2 hours. And buying that extra time made us so happy. You know, some people do that at Disneyland. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they used to have something such that there's a tour guide. And you can, for a party of 10... spend, which is a lot of money, though, okay? Some people do this. Spend $1,000 for a tour guide who takes you front of the line. Now, if you have 10 people, that's $100 a pop. Would spending that $100 for that day, allowing you to do front of the line wherever you go, be worth it? A lot of you guys would say, hell yeah, because you were already spending hundreds of dollars to go to Disneyland. And so I'm noticing, you know, that a lot of these companies, that's what they're selling. These front-of-the-line passes, et cetera, and people will pay big bucks for that. And so when you look at this idea of buying time, you know, allows happiness, yeah, I see that. Okay, so what if you're not going to Europe or not going to Disneyland? Okay, how does this relate to you or I? You need to look at how you're living your days. And if you're living your days like mine, where I need a 26-hour day, where 24 hours is not enough in one day, it's not enough to sleep, it's not enough to get my work done, it's not enough to do what I need to do, you need to really reorganize yourself. And you may have to start saying no. I hated saying no. Okay, ask any of my boyfriends at college. I just did not like saying no. That's not in me to say no. All right, somebody needs help with something, somebody needs a charity project, I will say, yeah, I just can't say no, because I don't want to have any regrets. I don't want to turn down an opportunity and say no. It used to be like that with shifts. I would never turn down a shift. That was money. I'm going to turn down work. Okay, one thing my father taught me is you never turn down work. You have an opportunity to work, you make money, and then you save that money, because you may not be offered work in the future. And so I never want to say no. It's just something that I've done. The problem is then I take on too much. And when you take on so much, you end up not being as happy as you think you can be because you're not seeing your kids or you're not doing what you always wanted to do. And so you really need to stop and you need to, you know, look at what you're doing. And you need to pick and choose what you say no to. Now, let's say you have a boss. And you have a boss that really rides you. Well, we need this project done, we need this project done, this project done. All right? You need to sit down with them and say, look, I can very easily, you know, dabble in every single project. But do you want me to concentrate? Which project, though, would you really want me to concentrate most of my effort? You know, what is more important to you? What needs? Because you may be working for people who are unorganized as hell. And they may be like, oh, my God, we got to get all this done. Help your boss organize. Help your manager organize. All right? You know, I had that same problem when I ran my doctor's office, the medical office. Okay? We had staff that weren't doing referrals. We had staff that weren't filing back the labs. We had staff that weren't calling patients back. Well, they're all important. If a patient needs to see a cardiologist, that referral needs to be done now. If a patient has an abnormal lab, they need to be done now. If a patient, you know, these are things that have to be done now. So we sat down, and this takes proper management, and figured out what has to be done super now and what could be done in a day. And it hurt, but we got it done. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we got some breaking news. It looks like Senate Republican leaders are close to their quote-unquote skinny bill on health care. And this skinny bill may have enough votes to pass. Now, they are currently on a recess until, I believe, 2:15 Eastern time. But I'll tell you what's going on here, all right? What they want to do is bring something to the Senate floor. And then they want to start their debate on their plan to rewrite the Affordable Care Act. Try to debate first and then bring a finished product to the floor was unsuccessful. So they're doing something different. The Republican leaders have now a scaled-down version of the bill. And this may win final passage. This stripped-down version, Republicans are calling the skinny repeal. This would then set up a House Senate conference to resolve the differences between the two proposals, allowing Republicans to have more time. So the Republicans have for years tried to dismantle Obamacare, and they can't, because they're going to cut the red wire. There is no way to dismantle it. That's how it was built. So they have not been able to come up with a repeal. We've talked about this. Or a suitable replacement. GOP leaders that did not support the Better Care Reconciliation Act that the Senate proposed, Senate GOP leaders proposed, in a way, as much as we dislike the fact that they were showing opposition and not allowing things to move forward in Congress, they might have been correct in that, well, it really wasn't going to fix health care. And why rush something that shouldn't be rushed? So we see both sides, all right, and maybe a third side, where some Democrats are saying, no, just leave Obamacare the way it is. It's a wonderful bill. Well, that side I'm failing to, you know, see. But anyway, so under pressure from President Trump, he wants Congress to deliver. That's how many of them got voted in, and we got a midterm election coming up very, very soon. So what Republicans are doing is they're going to vote on several different versions of healthcare legislation, right, before obviously getting to the final outcome. But this skinny bill, now, what that'll do is repeal the Affordable Care Act's mandates that both individuals buy plans and that employers with 50 or more employees provide coverage. This is according to lobbyists and Senate aides, as well as eliminate the law's tax on medical device manufacturers. Now, they say individuals briefed on this plan who asked for anonymity because it had not been formally announced that they could not predict whether it would ultimately pass. So again, the skinny bill takes away the individual mandate, the employer mandate, and the tax on medical device manufacturers. These were job-killing parts of the Affordable Care Act. Removing these may be smart, may be stupid. Now, political analysts say, no, if you do that, then Obamacare is definitely going to fail, and then they'll blame the GOP. Well, the GOP is already blamed. Those who are fans of the GOP are fans. Those who hate the GOP hate the GOP. You know, the swing vote, what does the swing vote care about? The swing vote cares about if the country is moving in the right direction. So these mandates do not allow us to move in the right direction and are job-killing parts of a bill, then maybe the GOP has a duty to remove them. So I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not here to support, right, anything in particular that, you know, the Senate decides to push our way or the House decides to push our way. But I do like to work through with you all the logic and any pros and cons. And if the big concern people had of repealing the individual mandates was that it was going to hurt Obamacare, and Obamacare is already failing, yeah, it may sputter and maybe it'll get more infused funds by Democrats eventually, but for the most part it's crappy and it's crapping out, then why don't we start working on the economy? And getting rid of those aspects of the ACA might do that. Phenomenally, Senator John McCain showed up. From what we understand, he flew for this vote, even though he just had brain surgery, which is not ideal because he could have swelling, he could have hemorrhage, he could have seizures, but he is a hard worker. And from what we understand, he has come out. Senator Rand Paul indicated on Twitter that he was now open to the idea, which means you got John McCain there, you got Senator Rand Paul. If you have the other senators in place going, look, don't touch Planned Parenthood, don't touch this, don't touch that, they may be able to move forward. And remember, you know, people were really, really upset at the GOP for not coming together on this last bill. And especially people were mad at those that were worried about Planned Parenthood. All right? Maybe deep down, right, these GOP senators that opposed the Better Care Reconciliation Act, maybe deep down, they don't want Planned Parenthood to get funding. But they can't be on record voting against Planned Parenthood. For their constituents, especially if they're female, that could hurt them. This allows, if Obamacare fails, Planned Parenthood to eventually be defunded anyway. Now, if people, you know, are privy or savvy, the senators may back off. But if they're like, look, I'm not voting against Planned Parenthood. All I'm doing is voting against the mandate. That may be a smarter way to go about it. So as we know, John McCain was recently diagnosed with aggressive form of brain cancer. We saw pictures of him over the weekend going hiking with his daughter. He seemed to be very, very positive. And he came back to vote. Now, there's been a lot of discussion on John King's mental abilities. You know, he had a tumor removed from his brain. But the tumor, even if he's had a couple vocal missteps, does not necessarily mean that he lacks competency. Apparently, the vultures are already circling, and in his home state, people want to replace him. And that's just politics as usual. But, you know, he had a surgery to remove something, and he's responding well. He's walking, talking, he's cognizant, he's coherent. Yeah, he could vote. He's probably more coherent than the average politician. So, I'm not at all concerned about that. So we'll keep you guys posted. Most likely, though, the vote will be done after my show airs, but we'll keep you posted. And what ends up happening is if they do move forward on this, this buys them time. Remember we talked about buying time makes you happy? This buys them some more time, and it allows us to see a little spike in the economy. Could be a very, very good move. We'll see. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You're going to see a couple studies differing on the percentages. CNN is reporting that 99% of brain studied from NFL players have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Other studies are showing 90%, but either way, that's a lot. So they say chronic traumatic encephalopathy, known as CTE, was found in 99% of NFL players' brains that were donated to scientific research, which is why I wouldn't be surprised if O.J. Simpson could possibly have some damage from his football days. This neurodegenerative brain disease can be found in individuals who have repeated head trauma. It causes a buildup of abnormal tau protein in the brain that can disable neural pathways, lead to a variety of clinical symptoms like confusion, impaired judgment, aggression, depression, anxiety, memory loss, but very concerning impulse control issues and what we've seen, suicidal behavior. We could only go formally biopsy it, though, however, or diagnose it on autopsy. So we can't tell if you have it while you're alive. We have to wait till you die and then take a sample of the brain. And Aaron Hernandez, who Patriots player, who was jailed for the alleged murder of there were a couple different cases going on with him. He had supposedly committed suicide, and now they're going to be examining his brain. I love football, but if you could keep your kids out of it, please do. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. That was very, very interesting what they did up in Maine. A Maine medical marijuana business is helping to clean up the community by offering free weed. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen this happen. Last year, another company in another state had offered to give away free weed for people that did good in the community. And on Saturday, Summit Medical Marijuana in Garnier, Maine, gave free cannabis to any person in Maine over 21 who brought in bags of trash picked off the street. Owner Dennis Meehan, the mastermind behind the day of service, invited the community to join in the cleanup via Facebook and gave a gram for every bag filled with litter. Now, you couldn't just bring in garbage from home. You had to actually show that it was garbage outside. You can tell if it's garbage outside. You see tire marks. You see a variety of garbage. You know, you could tell. And apparently, he said he got the idea from Tampa, Colorado. He hopes similar community initiatives can spread to other parts of Maine. Said it turned out incredible. The people that came and helped clean the community, they're special people, you know, and they were so happy to do it. He also wants to bring awareness to the healing properties of cannabis. It's profound. Plus, he gets free advertising. Said there's a whole world of science out there. It doesn't just affect that patient. It affects every single person in the family. I'm sure it does when you smoke it and everybody else breathes it in. But I got to tell you, anybody doing anything for the community, I really commend. And to give away free product for people cleaning off the street, yeah, it's promotional for him. He gets free advertising. But I got to tell you, you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind people getting promotion, right, for doing something for the community. Sometimes that's the incentive you need, you know? I think it's you know, one of the best ways to promote your company, I think, is holding a blood drive. And I've talked to you about this, you know, many times. If your company wants to be, you know, out there and wants to do something good, you host a blood drive. You know, your company gets promoted and advertised as go here for the blood drive. People come in. You know, they donate blood. You're able to offer your services, you know, let them, you know, hand out your pamphlets, whatever. And it's a nice thing all the way around. And so, you know, for those of you that are thinking about reinventing yourself, I would say, you know, go for charity, man. Because one is it does good, right? It does. And two is you get the exposure. So I guess it is legal to give marijuana away in Maine. Marijuana was legalized for recreational use last November, and the law took effect in January. They say retail is not expected to be up and running until February 2018, when the state will finally issue retail licenses. So for now, even though weed is legal in Maine, adults 21 or older are able to possess up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis and grow their own plants. Selling it without a retail license, however, is illegal. And Mainers, they say, don't have a legal source to buy weed from. So the Cannabis Shack is one example of a Maine marijuana business that is, quote, skirting the legal marijuana limbo by giving away products for free and accepting donations instead of payment. So he has apparently a hot sauce. He has brownies, salad dressing infused with marijuana. Ooh, now that would be a great way to diet. For those of you that don't eat salad, the only way you get your marijuana is to, eat a salad with marijuana-infused salad dressing. You will have people order salad in droves. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. A Japanese woman died from tick disease after a cat bit her. This woman, whose name is not known, is in her 50s, and she was helping a sick cat. 10 days later, she died of severe fever with thrombocytopenia syndrome, or SFTS, which is carried by ticks. No tick bite was detected, however, so they thought maybe she got sick because she dealt with a cat. There have been no reports of animal-to-human transmission cases made thus far. It is still not confirmed that the virus came from a cat, but it is possible that this is the first case. It's apparently a relatively new infectious disease emerging in China, Korea, and Japan. The virus has fatality rates of up to 30%, is very severe in people over 50. According to Japanese media, SFTS first occurred in the country in 2013. Japan's health ministry said last year's death was still a rare case, but warned people to be careful when in contact with animals in poor physical condition. Now, we know tick bites can transmit Lyme disease, multiple other scary diseases like Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but kitty cats, woo! You know how many times kitty cats come to my neck of the woods because we got other kitty cats? And they're like, meow! And they're like, oh, you baby kitty cat, come to mommy! And then we, take the kitty cat. And then the kitty cat could have bad things, you know, that it could be bringing into the other kitty cat. So I got to be careful. All right. Bacteria under the foreskin raises men's risk of HIV by up to 63% by acting as a gateway for the virus to get into the body. Study author Dr. Lance Price from George Washington University said our study suggests that some bacteria are triggering biochemical alarms that draw immune cells to the penis where they are more easily affected by HIV. So you see what it does. It helps Trojan it in. Apparently, there's a tenfold increase in the bacterial species Prevotella, Dialister, Mobiluncus, and Mordocella, which raises the likelihood of uncircumcised men being infected with the virus by 54 to 63%. Other pathogens, you know, might be a good thing, but bringing immune cells to fight infection, allowing HIV to then infect them, does just the opposite. Because remember, HIV needs T lymphocytes in order to propagate. Now, we have T lymphocytes right around the place, but they need a bunch of them to infect at one shot. So this new study from George Washington University analyzed penile swabs from 182 uncircumcised men, aged 15 to 49, living in Rakai, Uganda. They examined the 10 bacteria species that are most commonly reduced after male circumcision. Now, we've seen previous studies say circumcision reduces a man's risk of contracting HIV by 60%. This may be why. So, you have bacteria strains under the foreskin. You have multiple more if you're obviously having foreskin there. And they found that men's risk of contracting HIV rose 54 to 63%. So, we'll keep you guys posted as more develops on that. Now, they say sperm count drop may lead to human extinction in the study being reported by BBC. They say if sperm counts in men from North America continue to drop, as in Europe and Australia, we may later become extinct. Researchers are assessing the results of nearly 200 separate studies showing sperm counts dropping by half in less than 40 years. Now, my guess is it's all the chemicals, all the estrogen-inducing chemicals that we're exposed to in all our products. They say lead researcher said he's very worried. The assessment looks at studies, 185 studies between 1973 and 2011, and they're finding that by this trend, humans could become extinct. Dr. Levine from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem found a 52.4% decline in sperm concentration and a 59% decline in total sperm count from men in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. So how do we get our sperm up? Well, we got to avoid chemicals, okay? We also have to make sure that our testicles are able to make sperm. When testicles are too close to the body, wearing tight underwear, and guys are into tight underwear now, it heats up the testicle and they don't make as much sperm. But testicles being out in the cold, and I'm not saying just go outside and let it hang, but wearing underwear such as boxers, maybe even boxer briefs, but boxers more so, may allow more sperm production. And don't put a laptop on your lap. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.